The Traveler's Journal, September 21st. Breaking the rules in Brussels. It's not surprising that a city which serves as the capital of Belgium, the European Community, and NATO is an orderly place. The art and architecture of Brussels rank among Europe's best, with a well-preserved medieval core inside a ring road that traces the city's 14th-century walls. Its Grand Place may be the continent's best city square. But contrary to its reputation as the dull gray turf of even grayer bureaucrats, Brussels is a charming city, packed with Flemish gusto and palatable delights. It's an after-hours center of Eurostyle and joking joie de vie that can seduce even the most dedicated official into breaking a few rules. In fact, a bronze statue of a micturating cherub in the Grand Place may be the best emblem of the city's irreverent spirit. Situated in the heart of Belgium, on the line that divides Flemish-speaking Flanders and French-speaking Wallonia, Brussels dates from the 6th century. Taking its name from Broekzele, or Village of the Marsh, it grew along the wide flat banks of the River Seine, becoming a commercial center along the early trade routes to Germany. Despite a long and turbulent history, the city was spared much of the destruction that racked Europe. Since World War II, it's benefited greatly from its position of political potency. Brussels' glossy bistros and boutiques complement a non-stop music scene. There's that foaming beer and seductive chocolate served in the exuberant shadows of Baroque gables and Art Nouveau landmarks. What is surprising is that anyone ever returns to the office at all. For more information, check our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.